Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to jump right back in here to Jeremiah chapter 14 and verse 19. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath thy soul loathed Zion? Why hast thou smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold, trouble. We acknowledge, O Yahuwah, our wickedness, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Yahuwah, our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. Then said the Lord Yahuwah unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith Yahuwah, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for famine to the famine, and such as are for captivity to the captivity. Wow. Think about that. That's the judgment. Where are they going to go? Well, he has four choices for them. Those that are going to death, I'll go forth to death. Death to death, sword to the sword, famine to famine, and captivity to captivity. Sounds like the very best choice here was captivity. And I will point over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward, therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And he's not saying there he's weary with the repentance of the people. He's saying he's weary of repenting to allow their evil to come upon them. See, now all of these things can come on America. All of these things continually come on the nations of the earth. What's the message of Jeremiah? What would you think of a Jeremiah today who came on the scene, who stood in the way of the temple where the whole nation had to go, and the chief priests and the rulers would hear what he had to say? And he's saying, hey, this is what's coming. Death, the sword, famine, or captivity. Sounds like you have one choice. You submit when the captors come in, or you die. That's it. It would be better to go into captivity than to die of starvation. It would be better to go into captivity than to be slain for the iniquity of a nation. But those that were appointed to death, those that were appointed to the sword and appointed to famine, would they not be the disobedient and those that follow the disobedient? And what would the obedient do? Well, they would either flee or they would surrender. And that's, there comes a point when surrender is your only option. You surrender or die. And the legacy of Judah was those that surrendered to the king of Babylon and were taken captive and lived. They became servants. Yes, they became slaves to Nebuchadnezzar. That's what Jeremiah is talking about here, about what's coming against Israel out of the north. And they're going, ha, that'll never happen. We're going to have peace. That's what the false prophet said. That could never happen here. Chapter 15, Verse 5, for who shall have pity on thee, O Jerusalem, and who shall bemoan thee, or who shall go aside to ask, how are you doing? How thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward, therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting, and I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. And I could just interject there, from their wicked ways. The widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. Gee, maybe they needed a war on terrorism. Chapter 15 and verse 9. She that hath borne 7 languisheth it, languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her sun is gone down. While it was yet day, she hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention, to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. Jeremiah, speaking the word, put in his mouth by the Heavenly Father, the prophet to the nation of Israel, and they hate him. He's saying, they hate me, even though I haven't, you know, committed usury against them or borrowed from them upon usury. Just to tell you an illustration of what our Heavenly Father thinks of usury, he uses it as a demonstration of something that would cause men to hate him or to be hated of men. Chapter 15, verse 11. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, in the time of affliction. Well, you know who the enemy is going to treat well? Those that say, I surrender, I will submit. And that was Jeremiah's message to the nation Israel. Jeremiah preached, repent, repent. They would not repent. The Heavenly Father got tired of holding back. So Jeremiah now is preaching that imminent doom, that there is no time for repentance. There is no hope for the nation, that the judgment is set. And he's telling the people, when the Babylonians come in, surrender, and it will be well with you. You know, just like Yahshua, the prophet to the nation Israel, their prophet and king and Messiah, told those that when you see these things, flee. Don't stop to take your bags. Just grab the babies and run. Yes, woe to them that give suck in those days. It's going to be hard, but just grab the babies and run. If you're on the rooftop, just jump down and flee when you see these things. That's how urgent it is. Don't put it off. Say, don't go, oh, next week or next month, or say, oh, when I can, you know, I got to get all my stuff in order. Got to sell the house and sell all the property so I can have enough money to go on a long journey. No, the urgency was sudden. It was immediate. It was flee. That was the point that Yahshua was trying to get across to the obedient, so that the posterity, the obedient and their posterity, could live on and carry the gospel to the nations. Because the posterity of the disobedient and those disobedient men and their posterity would be destroyed. Not God's chosen people. God's chosen people fled. They were obedient. That's right. I want to draw that distinction, that dichotomy, at that time, the time between the time that the gospel went to the Gentiles and Daniel's 70th week was over, and the time that destruction came to Jerusalem, about a, you know, what, 30-year period, somewhere in there, that they had time to get their stuff in order. But he said, when you see these signs, then you flee. That's what Jeremiah is saying here. When they come in, you know, you can't get your house in order. You have no time to prepare. It's time to surrender. and it will go well with you. The Lord said, Verily it shall be well with thy remnant. The remnant. Who are the remnant? Well, he has always had his remnant in the earth, and I'll tell you, I want to be one of those. The remnant is not the crowd. The remnant is not mainstream Christianity. The remnant would be those nuts in the alternative media movement who are preaching the Word of God. They don't have a 501c3. They are not whores in the bed with the beast. They are not riding the back of the beast for the benefits that the beast can give it, and have forgotten all of his benefits. As the scripture says, forget none of my benefits. Have you forgotten his benefits? Have you signed up with the beast for benefits? Have you said, in Social Security I will trust? That's what the state churches have said. They have traded liberty, the liberty to speak the word of God, the liberty to take actions, the liberty to speak against the wickedness that has now become public policy of the state, because they are subordinate to the state. Voluntarily, they have traded their liberty in Christ for the benefits of mammon. There's no other way to look at it. I'm sorry. There's just no other way to look at it. So the Lord says, Yahuwah says, It will be well with my remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat them well in the time of evil and then in time of inflection. Where are you going to be when the time of evil comes on America? When the time of affliction comes, will the enemy entreat you well because you are his remnant? Yes. You know, I believe in that lamb-like principle that America was founded upon, the right to self-defense, you know, the right to bear arms, based on the statement that Yahshua made when he said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. He was saying it's more important for you to be armed for the purpose of self-defense, of course, than it is for you to stay warm. That's what he was saying with that statement. Of course, the arms of the day, you know, we have stone-throwing implements, because that's what they're using against us, you know. Those little tools that shoot pieces of lead out the end, projectiles, you know, they're little stone-casting implements. Basically, they throw a little stone of lead, don't they? That's the sword of the day, is it not? But I'll tell you what, they had to lay down their arms in that day, the remnant. We're told that they would be entreated well. I will cause the enemy, when he comes, to entreat you well, the remnant. In other words, they had to surrender. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures I will give to the spoil without price. You're not going to be able to save anything except your lives. And that for all thy sins, even in thy borders, in all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, which shall burn upon thee. O Yahuwah, thou knowest. Remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, O Yahuwah, God of hosts. His name was Jeremiah. His name was Yermiyahu, which means to rise up to God, or that our Creator will rise up. He was called by his name, was he not? Being that the name of the Creator was part of his name. I am called by thy name, O Yahuwah, God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Well, I guess I'm in pretty good company if I feel a little indignant about the state of the corporate church being in bed with the state, riding the back of the beast, like whores for mammon, like whores for hire, for financial benefits. They have forgotten his benefits. Jeremiah was indignant. Well, I can be indignant too. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me, and if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of trouble. And I believe this is a personal message to Jeremiah, that he would not be taken captive. Him and some of his fellows would escape the trouble. At least that's how I understand it so far. We're in Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 1. But at the same time, we know that there was a remnant in Israel that feared the name of the Heavenly Father, that were righteous, a righteous remnant, that were taken captive. And we know one of those fellows as Daniel and his friends. And there were more that were taken captive into Babylon to serve in the king's court, because they were the wise men of Judah. Chapter 16 and verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughter in this place. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons, and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bore them, concerning their fathers that begot them in this land, they shall die a grievous death. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. So Jeremiah, the prophet of God, up till this time, he had fairly given up his own life. You know, we all have our aspirations for this life, especially a Hebrew man would want a wife and many children. Jeremiah could have none of that. But perhaps he had those things afterwards, just not in the land. Because here, you shall not take a wife, neither shall thou have sons and daughters in this place. So perhaps Jeremiah, after it was all said and done, lived a peaceable life and had the things that a Hebrew man would aspire to, an ordinary life, so to speak. As for everyone else, well, they shall die a grievous death, not lamented, not buried. They shall be dung upon the land, man. For thus saith Yahuwah, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning, to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. There shall not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them, to eat and to drink. Thou shalt also not go into the house. He's speaking to Jeremiah. He is not to go back when the time comes. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity, or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then shalt thou say unto them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahuwah, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land which you know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he hath driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. Israel will get another chance. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. Don't go anywhere.